EU's migration agreement with Turkey came into force 2 days ago, but migrants are still on the move. Since Sunday, at least 1,600 people have crossed from Turkey to offshore Greek islands. This is according to Greek officials. Joining us from one of those offshore islands, Lesbos, is Oxfam's country representative Giovanni Riccardi Candiani. Good morning.
Good morning. And How are you?
Thank you for taking a call. Very well, thank you. Can you just tell us, before we get into your assessment of the situation, what Oxfam is doing there?
Oxfam started in Lesbos in September. In this moment, we are providing food. We are providing any kind of supplies is needed, from blankets to clothing. And we also provide water hygiene and sanitation. And in this respect, we engage also in construction of new bathroom facilities, toilet in general. Also, we provide an extensive package of protection services. For protection, we intend anything that is related to the right of the people in these particular circumstances.
Now, the Greek officials are saying, and I'm sure you're aware of this, people are still coming. So do you see anything changing, or anything changing soon in terms of the migrant flow?
As of today, not really. Today, we still have 1,500 people in people on the move in the island. They are still coming, although there was a couple of days of slowdown, but was more related to the weather than the weather condition. I mean, evidently, people cannot travel with cannot cross with the high sea. In terms of the effect of the agreement, we haven't seen anything yet in terms of population coming in.
Now, you're at one end of Greece's problem, which is, of course, the fact that so many people are still coming. And, of course, there is what's happening at the other end with the Macedonian border being closed. What do you see as the prospects, as things stand, of this agreement actually working, and working without having severe effects on those who've travelled already and who'll keep coming?
Well, I think a tremendous opportunity here for Europe as a whole. We have a number of people that come in. Many of those have the right to seek asylum, to ask for asylum. And because of the closure of the Fyrom border, former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia border, many of those people who have the right to ask, to have the right, they have the right to become official refugees in Europe, will stay. And then there's an opportunity for Europe to take care of these people, to start to think that there needs to be addressed, and addressed at European standards, not the low-income country standard. So I think it's something is really moving in that respect, and I think that is a place where most of the people and most of the humanitarian workers in this moment would like to be.
Well, let me ask you about the basic new system which was brought in by the EU's agreement with Turkey, as far as Greece is concerned, and it is that migrants not applying for asylum when they arrive in Greece, or whose application is found to be unfounded or inadmissible, will be returned to Turkey. Now, do you see, are the Greeks anywhere near, Greek officials anywhere near being able to implement that system?
As of yesterday, observers of the Turkish government reached the hotspot. You know about the hotspots. I mean, now the center for registration and services, in which all the people coming on shore are taken for registration, screening, and support, and is also an hospitality facility. So we have a representative of the Turkish government that reached the hotspots, the islands. And now the discussion, as far as I understand, is how to proceed, how to implement the agreement. In my knowledge, as of today, no one from the the island of Lesbos has been relocated in Turkey yet.
All right, Mr. Kandiani, thank you very much for talking to us from Lesbos, off the coast of Turkey, the Greek island there, where, as we heard, people are still coming.